Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After withdrawing his bid for Attorney General Matt Gaetz, placing blame for his unsuccessful nomination on his efforts to oust former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Gaetz now says he won't return to Congress for the new term. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
His history of being a self-described firebrand, the ousting of Kevin McCarthy, the fact that there were senators who just didn't like Matt Gaetz's politics and his temperament, all of that hung over this confirmation process. And it was clear that there were senators who just did not want Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general, point blank. And Matt Gaetz was not going to get the required support he needed amongst Republican senators.
President-elect Trump has chosen former Florida AG Pam Bondi as his new pick to run the Justice Department. The defense rested its case in the New York City subway chokehold trial of Daniel Penny, the Marine veteran facing charges in the death of Jordan Neely. Defense attorneys say he was acting erratically and threatening people on the subway. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Fallout continues in western Wisconsin after a Minnesota poultry producer went bankrupt, leaving farmers in three states on the hook for hundreds of thousands of chickens with no money or food to take care of them. Now, barns sit empty and farmers are out of work. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized the USDA for a lack of accountability and said his office hadn't heard from the agency about $50 million that it gave to the poultry producer a year and a half ago in the form of federal grants. State governments in Minnesota and Iowa stepped in and made farmers euthanize the birds, but here in Wisconsin, no law exists for this type of situation, so some farmers took to giving the chickens away instead. In Trumbull County, that amounted to tens of thousands of free chickens, but also tens of thousands of dollars worth of feed, with no relief coming from either the state or federal government. The poultry barn owners said that they've been in contact with Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin about the situation. Between Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, nearly 50 farmers were affected and nearly 2 million chickens were killed or given away. Snow and rain fell across the state this past week, slightly improving drought in some areas while bringing the season's first snowfall to most places. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
46% of the state is still in a drought. Severe drought lingers in Janesville, and moderate conditions extend into Milwaukee. This leaves far northern parts of the state still in a severe drought because they missed out on some of the heavier totals this round. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It'll stay dry and cool through the middle of next week, according to the National Weather Service in La Crosse. La Crosse County is doing its mandated audit of voting machines today. Both state and federal law require that counties check its voting equipment after every general election. The Wisconsin Election Commission randomly chose the town of Campbell wards 1 through 5 and city of La Crosse wards 16, 23, and 24 for the audit. In 2022, La Crosse County had a perfect score in its audit. Canvassing was completed across the state earlier this month, and election certification will be wrapped up by the end of the month. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Indiana Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's an NBA Cup game. The Bucks hoping to improve their record during this homestand. They're 6-9 right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's 67 games left. You know, 67 games left. We're trending towards the right direction. We're winning at home, right? We've lost one game at home or two games? Two games at home? It's good. It's not that bad. At the end of the day, we have a lot of season left.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team in Orlando to take on Central Florida. NFL, the Packers say that Jaire Alexander has been dealing with a torn PCL in his right knee, suffered in a game 3 weeks ago. The Packers host the 49ers on Sunday. College football, the Badgers on the road to face Nebraska in their first game since firing offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Regardless of who's actually calling the plays, the progression is how you continue to evolve the offense in particular for what best fits Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. With a few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow, highs will return to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for The Todd Alba Show.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. You can be a part. Please be a part. 855-752.
No need to beg.
4842. Got a great show lined up for you, but then our guest canceled. So now it's just only going to be a mediocre show, but we're going to do our damn thing.
Come on, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's Friday, folks. We made it through. Whew. It's been a rough couple of weeks. 855-752.
Come commiserate with
4842. I'm feeling pretty good, though. I got to tell you.
Okay.
We'll get to some of the reporting that the landslide that wasn't the New York Times breaks down. I'm going to do a little reading aloud, only because there are some really good statistics in the New York Times piece that apparently Trump universe is very upset about.
Shocking.
The landslide that wasn't. Well, that and the fact that this joke of a nomination, Gates, 8 days Gates.
Gates days a week.
Was repudiated by the Republicans in the Senate, at least enough of them for them to move on to Pam Bondi. We got to talk about her too. I mean, she has a history. Will. Just Google that. Oh my God. But I know there's a headline out there that Trump's feel like he's feeling invincible. I don't think so. Mm. I mean, it wasn't.
You don't think he is feeling that
he
invincible?
He always feels that. Right, that's what makes it Trump. That's what, I mean, Trump's, he was so much winning. I mean, Trump's never lost, right? Mm. I mean, a guy like that, it's always more and greater and better and faster and stronger. It's never a setback. You know, it's
never.
Always a, I think Trump always feels that way. But I do think that they're maybe feeling a little less high on the hog right now than they were the night of the election as some of these numbers come in. And perhaps the margin isn't as big as they were hoping or thought. But it doesn't matter. We know what the Trumpsters will do. They're going to say they won by a landslide and we have a mandate. Well, we'll get into some of that. But those are some of the reasons why. You know, again, taking with Gates getting pushed back, the numbers not being there, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
855-752-4842. What I'm not feeling pretty good about, as we discussed at length with our dear friend James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review on the Saturdays here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Check his show out. 9 to 11 on Saturdays. He's live. I'm sure he will be addressing that as well. The lack of sentencing coming out from Juan Merchan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I got some feedback yesterday from some longtime friends and listeners.
Oh, yeah?
They're like, man, Jim finally went off. I'm pretty
Man's
sure.
Man's got a long fuse.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. It might
but
be wet,
limit.
Too. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Just, it might be.
It might be. But it finally went off. I'm pretty sure, and I mean, I don't want to, you know, be mistaken, but he may have mouthed the swear word at me yesterday.
My God.
Mouthed it. Yep.
My God. James Santel.
Easy now. Easy. So we appreciate Jim's perspective always. And as some people say, are pondering, well, I mean, it, finally, too little, too late. Ah, it's never too late to get righteous, Jim. Mm, so welcome to the party, pal. Hey, F the police. We got some NWA. You going to join me now, man? You going to join me now?
The look of indignation and just astonishment on his face has kept me cackling about that for a week.
I know. It's so funny. It's so funny. When Jim was on, that was last week, right?
That was last week.
And they were still... It was still a very hopeful for Mr. Gates. We played some of the Gates talking about getting the CIA to come to heel and the FBI to come to heel and the DOJ come to heel. And they're going to defund them. I mean, this one, Matt Gates, is, we're going to defund the police.
Defund and abolish.
Well, I mean, so that's not going to happen. But to conclude, or at least to continue on a little bit on that conversation, the storyline out today, source here at the Roar story. Hush money judge stuns with latest Trump trial ruling. Now, there might be more to this than it appears a little bit from the reporting. The decision to stay sentencing in President-elect Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial has spurred cries of justice denied on the left and cheers of celebration on the mega right. Well, Jim was with us yesterday, man. Justice denied. Mershon, the judge, on Friday postponed indefinitely a sentencing hearing initially scheduled for November 26, and in doing so triggered an uproar over Trump's ability to circumvent the usual course of law. And the roster goes out and has a bunch of quotes about people that are very upset about this. But here's my quandary and perhaps a contradiction in the reporting. Also at the Raw story, more than meets the eye, legal MSNBC legal expert Lisa Rubin. Now, she reviewed it, and her conclusion was that the staying in sentencing only with respect to the existing sentencing date, he's not indefinitely staying.
Okay.
He's just saying, I'm calling off the sentencing that was scheduled for next week, and I'll take a briefing, but not on the timeline that I want. There's some more background on the briefing and timing of those briefings in that case. So, Lisa Rubin, the legal expert, says, well, maybe that's not the case. Not indefinitely. It's just this particular one. So a little contradictory to me and my small brain. So maybe Trump hasn't gotten away with it yet. But I'm sure James Santel will digest that and spit that out a little bit better than me. Make sure you check him out tomorrow on Saturday, 9 o'clock on Civic Media Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So maybe
okay, so maybe
hope.
It's not quite so catastrophic.
Yet.
Worst case scenario.
Yet. Yet. 855-752-4842. Lots of the national stuff to get into, but you know, I'd like to address a little local here quickly, if I may. And we didn't get to this in the last couple of days, and I think it's important to put it out there. As the Milwaukee Journal reports, Hope Carnop, as he concedes, Eric Hovde earns a pants on fire for absentee ballot claim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yeah,
are you kidding me? This is what I've been saying. You gotta be joking. What are you talking about? So, the good folks over at PolitiFact, I believe they're the ones that picked this one up. Let's see. What did he say here? Let's kind of recap what he said. He announced on November 18th he would not seek a recount. In the video, he said he repeated falsehoods about Milwaukee's absentee ballots. Quote, the results from election night were disappointing, particularly in light of the last-minute absentee ballots that were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m., flipping the outcome.
I mean, come on, man. We've been through this so many times.
We've talked about this, Eric. 855-752-4842. The lesson's free, son. Election officials warned long before Election Day that Milwaukee's absentee ballots would be reported late that night or in the early morning hours. It wasn't a fraudulent drop. Now they go in and explain their position, but I'm just going to get down to the bottom, and I want to get your thought. As mentioned, the latest video, absentee ballots were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m. But Milwaukee's absentee results were long expected to be reported late at night or early in the morning because state law doesn't allow clerks to begin processing the large number of ballots until Election Day. And the results were delayed further because of a tabulation error, though both parties were consulted on the decision to recount nearly 30,000 ballots, something with the doors not being secured properly. Mm-hmm. The rating, we rate this claim, pants on fire. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, way to concede and lie your ass off about it. Pants on fire, man. So, and I, I struggle with this. So, okay, we know this. We've talked about this. Lots of people, lots of hosts, lots of experts. We've talked to election officials. Everybody knows this, man. There was literally legislation in Wisconsin to change this, but some of the Republicans decided not to go. Bipartisan.
Uh-huh.
They could maybe start counting them on Monday instead of Tuesday.
But, Dom, if they would have done that, then there wouldn't be a late night drop to blame.
See. So then the question becomes, we know these facts. Does Hovde know these facts? Because there's, I only see it in two different scenarios. And please correct me if I'm wrong. If there's other scenarios, I'd love to know. Throw it out there. Help me understand. 855-752-4842. Is Eric Hovde literally, honestly, truthfully unaware?
I can't imagine that.
Of the state law that this happens, that Milwaukee, that ballots are counted at start at 7 in the morning when they can get them in, and they had to recount. And over the years, it's coming late. That's always happened. Does he literally, is he ignorant of that fact? Does he not know that?
I mean, it's really hard to keep two states' laws in your head at the same time.
Right. California bound, baby. So that's one. That's one. He is truly and innocently just unaware, blissfully unaware that that's how state law is, that he didn't read the Milwaukee General Sentinel report on this, that he doesn't have any conversations with the Wisconsin Elections Commission or the local Milwaukee elections officials, which he could pick up the phone and have that conversation, especially as a politician running in the race. Hell, you could go to the website and probably look those things up. You know what I'm saying? You don't need me to tell you. You don't need the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to tell you. You're Google broke, Eric? So let's just say this, and if that is to be the case, as someone who wants to be a senator in the state of Wisconsin, who apparently only learns about laws if he's going to be in the office, see Farm Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would think that something as simple and trivial as this that's been going on forever, and you could have had the conversation to edify you, educate yourself on the topic, that you decided not or didn't or still are blissfully unaware, and your team around you, your advisors, are also blissfully unaware of this fact that you just got a pants on fire rating on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which I think is truly makes you unfit for office, man. What kind of judgment is that? What kind of curiosity is that? Unfit, dude. Come on, man. And you say this stuff and you berate our election officials. Man, it's terrible. Unfit makes you unfit. Shows that you are unfit. Or another scenario. He does know. And he is purposefully saying these things to further aggravate the problem.
Yeah.
Which I also would say makes him absolutely unfit for office. I mean, call me crazy. Maybe there's a few other variables in there. I'd love to know. But either of those scenarios, to me, prove that Mr. Hovde has no reason, no wares. He should never be near a senatorial office or any other elected office ever. Either you're blissfully ignorant or you're purposefully callous and corrupt and messing with the system and lying to people. Either of those make you unqualified, sir. But, you know, keep running that bank. Those commercials are pretty funny. And don't tell me the mustache made me do it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line coming back with you. Happy Friday.
Hold me, love me.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
My stomach!
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy Friday to us all. Got some texters jumping in on the line, also on the YouTube. You can also participate on the Facebooks and the YouTubes and the X. Are we on the X?
Twitter X.
Check us out. We try to check them all, and we will get to you on the phones as well. John jumps in from the MKE. Trump is playing chess while you are all playing checkers. You all, capitalized, how very Trumpy, fell for the old okie-dokie when you concentrated on Gates. Dot, dot. Okay, what did we miss while we were concentrating on the Gates? Do you think? What do you think?
Was it sound policy to govern this country?
Project 2025.
Oh, yeah.
We got nothing to do with that. Hey, guys, come on in. Listen, we can certainly do more than one thing at a time, John. So
maybe he can't. So let's,
or John, tell me, help me, finish your thought.
Come on, John, give us a call.
Yeah, what did I miss?
What did we miss?
You know, it's Friday,
855-752-8542. I don't think I put those numbers 4, 8, in the 4, right.
855-752-4842. Trump is playing chess, you're playing checkers. I mean, the Gates thing. So, I mean, maybe Bondi was a comment. We'll find out, man. Give me some. Don't make me guess on a Friday, man. Help me out. Cam, remember the sketch, a comedy group, Whitest Kids You Know? Times like these make me think like of the skit, It's Illegal to Say. Oh, man. Don't remember that. I'm going to have to check it out. Wes, it sucks. Trump is home free. These cases are going to promptly be dropped. Oh, man. And will not face one iota of justice. It's done. One of the many consequences of this disastrous election, he will not serve one day of probation. Probation or jail. Oh, man. Wes, I know it certainly seems like that. It's really, really hard for me to say that. God, it's unbelievable. You know, you got guys doing 20 years for seditious conspiracy that were one step away from the president, or the president at the time, the former president, soon to be president. And we don't know what they were, if they were talking about. Did Roger Stone call him up? I bet he did. But we'll never know now. Let's see, 855-752-4842. Aloha, Dom. My question is, America used to be about dreams and freedom. Now, these days, America seems to be about nightmare situation and hell on earth. How do you think the direction of this country is going to be in 2025? Oh, Sean. I'm cautiously optimistic. What were they saying? Nauseously optimistic during the election cycle. I think as we'll get into some of the numbers as these results kind of solidify, it's not going to be as bad as some people think. I mean, that's just my gut reaction. I think, you know, there's lots of folks that didn't sign on for this, you know, just like three million people less than those that did, and lots of folks that didn't vote at all or participate at all. I think it's really difficult to make huge, meaningful, massive changes in government in this country, not just in government functions, but in society as well, given the very slim margins that they have. So, you know, I remain hopeful. You know, I was thinking back on when we all got arrested during the Capitol crackdown. Now, this wasn't, you know, the solidarity sing-along. It was after the initial rising for Act 10. And this is when a bunch of folks were just getting around the Capitol and whatever. So you had Republican Governor Scott Walker and all their crew. They got mad. They made a new administrative code, which ended up being unconstitutional, just to try to get people to not sing and bother them at the Capitol People's House. I mean, so people literally, but the point being, people literally expressing their First Amendment rights. And we had people weaponizing government, making unconstitutional administrative code laws to justify, you know, arresting 80-year-old people, man. You know, these are retired. They dropped a 70, gotta be 80 now, man, down the marble stairs as they were, you know, putting their arms behind their backs with zip ties, justifying this behavior with this administrative code that, of course, ended up being unconstitutional. And Kurti got arrested. I got arrested for different reasons. He actually sang, which was, of course, the reason he got arrested, which was BS.
That because of the singing quality?
Yeah, right. Good question. And I just got arrested because I'm a sexy long-haired dude with flip-flops hanging around a bunch of ruffians who just got arrested. So they targeted me. And it really bothered me because I was purposefully at the time not participating, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. singing, which I knew in my heart was bunk. I can exercise my First Amendment rights. I got rights. I'll stand up for those rights. And then they arrested me. I saw them come and recorded it, has the whole thing. Then I had a federal civil rights case, and we ended up settling. Jeff Scott Olson, my attorney out of Madison, great dude, got $75,000. Jeff got more than half. Well, thank you, Jeff. and that was that from the legal standpoint. But the next day, we went back to the Capitol because a lot of people were really, really mad about this. And I say this because this has already happened. Right? This has already happened, literally, on a Wisconsin's scale. You know, it always seems like Wisconsin's the canary in the coal mine, man. You know, a lot of the stuff that happens nationally, it's like tested out here, man, mm-hmm. like the lab rats for bad governance. You know what I mean?
The worst thing to be known as a state.
I know, right?
Must be known for cranberries and cheese.
And beer. Went back the next day because as I was getting arrested, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a member of the press. I didn't do anything. I was just hanging out, and I actually complied with their request to leave, which I didn't have to. I wasn't participating, even though I could have. And I did everything, quote unquote, right. And they freaking still arrested me.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, the evidence with the audio combined with the video and testimony of others and all that. But that was down the line. The very next day, we went back to the Capitol, and I got in every cop's face that I could see, that I could find. 20, 30 of them, all day long. I had my little hat on with a card in my hat, like the old press days, put on a suit coat. I got every lanyard that I had since we were doing the radio. I looked like the Mr. T of media, and I went and got in the face of every single cop I could find. Do I look like media now? You're going to arrest me now? And push back on it. We already did this. And hopefully it won't be. And I could see when those cops were arresting folks that day, and they had a bunch of people in from all over the state. They weren't just the regular Madison Capitol Police cops. Those cats, there was fear in their eyes. You could see they were riled up because the people were mad. Mm-hmm. I mean, emotions were up. People were on edge. We've already done this, folks, and we won. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Tomorrow is the start of gun deer hunting season in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
Wisconsin's beloved nine-day gun deer season opens this Saturday, November 23rd. Our hunters harvested about 174,000 deer in 2023, down about 17% from the year prior. This year, however, hunters have some advantages, according to State Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel.
The mild winter that we experienced last year, and what that means to the deer herd this year is higher fawn productivity. Higher fawn survival from the previous year. And so that means, more deer on the landscape to a certain degree. And also as it relates to bucks, their antler development will be a little bit better this year because they came out of the winter in such good physical shape.
As per usual, hunters should be on the lookout for chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. Hunters should also be on the lookout for elk, as elk populations in Wisconsin have increased. Safety is always a priority during hunting season, and last year there were no fatalities. Still, hunters should remember gun safety fundamentals and to wear their blaze orange.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DNR website. Voters across Wisconsin approved a record number of school referendums this year. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Voters chose to increase their own property taxes by a record total of $4.4 billion this year. 169 referendums were approved, benefiting 145 school districts. Denise Gomer-Hutchinson with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts statewide are forced to make tough choices.
Any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has announced she'll be asking for $4 billion in spending for the state's public schools.
70% of referendums were passed in the fall election.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Wicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, early clouds give way to partial sunshine in the afternoon and a high in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy and a high in the mid 40s on Sunday. A chance of rain and snow showers as we look into Monday.
It's 39 right now.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Jeff Mandel of Law Forward on potential discipline against disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Show.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75, Civic phone line, text line, party line. Join us. We got some callers holding. Let's get to them. Jim from Brookfield, you will be first. Thank you for your patience. Happy Friday, Jim. What do you got for us?
Good Friday afternoon.
Yeah, man.
I just want to refer back to that texter, the chess and checker tester, who said we are playing checkers. But I just want them to know that I am not mega, but I am working on multitasking and trying to do things more than one thing at one time. And I am pretty good at checkers, and I will have to learn how to play chess. But what I wanted to comment on was the judge's ruling to postpone the sentencing for our newly elected president. I really don't like saying those words. But anyway, I get it to some degree if it is postponed till after the his term, okay, if it really is followed through on, for quote unquote the good of the country, you know, because do you want to sentence a newly elected president, whoever he or she may be?
Yes, I do, Jim, because he doesn't start the job until he starts the job. You know what I mean? You don't get the presidential privilege until you're president. And he ain't that guy yet, man.
Right. No, I get it. And I'm very disappointed. And where I really draw the line and was very disappointed in is when he opened the door. Oh, you can submit a request to dismiss it. If that happens, then it really is a awful shame, and it's an injustice. Yes, one man can be above the law, and we all grew up in a society in a country where no one is above the law. If the case is dismissed, and if they don't follow through with sentencing, whenever that may be, before statute of limitations runs out or whatever, then it will be an extreme, you know, injustice, and it's a mockery of our judicial system. And people will see that, yes, some people are above the law. But if he postpones it till after, it's not right. It's not ideal. But this whole idea of giving him an opportunity to submit a request for dismiss, I think that's a total, you know, totally wrong and a morally injustice.
Yeah, yeah. Jim, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I can feel it, man. I totally disagree with you. And I mean, I get it. It does make some sense, but a couple of things. There is no statute of limitations in this regard because he's already been convicted. You know, that's not the case. So it's really just about him, getting justice, you know, that's or us getting justice and him getting his punishment, his due punishment. And while there certainly are practical things, you know, before the president, any new president gets into office, they get access to, you know, secret documents and whatnot and information. I mean, I understand those things, but you know, if you're cooling your heels at Mar-a-Lago, you know, I don't even know what kind of pun. I'd like to see the guy in a jail cell, either way, whether he's on house arrest or in a jail cell, he's got a lot of time on his hands. You know, he can still read the information.
Well, can he read that much? I mean, the attention span.
A lot of drawings.
Yeah.
It ain't dead yet, Jim, but it's not looking great. 855-752-4842. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hey, Jeannie, welcome back. Happy Friday. What do you got?
Happy Friday to you, too. You're bringing up a lot of memories of the Capitol.
Jeannie, we've been here already, haven't we?
Yes, but, you know, I'll tell you, my side of the state, they're pretty much out of the loop on anything. And I remember watching you guys, and I learned about you from my senator, and she, Beinhout.
Oh, Kathleen, she's great.
Yeah, you guys did have her on the air, and somebody told me about her being on your show, and it was really interesting. Then I started looking on YouTube, and the wonderful people that posted what happened there, I cried my eyes out. I couldn't believe that this was happening in our state. It was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started really paying attention, and I got to say that Hovde is a butt clown. You have to say it in a you know, so I don't get you in trouble for...
She asked me if she could use that.
Okay.
You would not believe the garbage. Now, I'm in a rural area, folks,
and I don't get a lot of stuff. And I'll tell you something, nothing but garbage from Hovde and a lot of stuff from the Americans for the Prosperous. And it was just, it was gross. So, yeah.
The anti-trans stuff, Jeannie, it was over the top. Hey, let me ask you, though. When we talked about the pants on fire that Hovde earned for continuing to lie about the counting of the votes in the city of Milwaukee, I throw out two things. He either is still blissfully unaware of the facts, or two, he is aware, and he's corruptly using this topic to further stoke angst in our election system. I think both of those are disqualifying for office, Jeannie. But do you have another option, another variable that could be considered?
Well, then maybe he's not playing with a full deck.
Okay.
You know, and I have to say something about that gal dang D.T. Trump. The guy committed a crime. He's a gal dang insurrectionist. We had fake electors in the state of Wisconsin that confessed. And here we are, all worried about, little Trumpster's going to get it for the crap he pulled before he was even elected. Oh, but we can't do this to the criminal already proven when he went, after the United States of America. I mean, this is like a bad dream.
Yeah.
It's like, is this reality? So anyway, I just had to say that because it's driving me bananas.
Yeah.
So you guys have a great weekend. Thank you very much for all you do. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, Jeannie. Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling and listening and participating and ranting a little bit. It is. It is frustrating. And we had a previous caller talk, we grew up thinking no one's above the law. Well, maybe if you grew up, white and middle class in this country, you thought that. But there's a lot of folks that did not have that same experience. And I think there's a lot of folks that think, are you surprised? Really? Are you surprised a rich white guy got off? Really? So, and that's unfortunate. And, I think we've certainly gotten better as a society, just generally speaking, over the course of time. But damn, it's slow. And when it's right in front of us, it's so obscene. I blame, there's a lot of blame to go around. Number one, you blame Trump for, living the fraudulent lifestyle that he does and putting this all on us. But our justice system, unduly given wide berth for guys like Donald Trump. I mean, he could have been charged long ago. We never should have been in this situation. He could have been charged, convicted, served his whatever sentence and paid whatever fine, still ran for office and been elected. That could have happened if he had been brought on right away and came strong, but that didn't happen, Garland. I understand that you want to move gently when you're talking about going after a former president.
But why? This gets to the point of justice delayed is justice denied, because as long as this has been put off and delayed with every move of, we need to be sensitive to the fact that he's a former president. Has gotten us to this point of, fine, he's going to get away with it.
And so will the next president and the next president and the next
president.
Right,
then the next guy is going to come around and say, all I need to do to not get sentenced, just become president.
See, kids? And have some billionaire buddies that know
this helps. Yeah, that helps.
Get a few hundred million from your old man when he dies.
Also helps.
Yeah, So it's real easy. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps, inherit $500 million from your dad, and then pal around with Elon Musk and get elected by being on a reality TV show and Home Alone 2. I mean, yeah, folks, there we go. And then now the finest folks. Is anybody in his cabinet not been on television in some way?
No. Where else would he find them? That's the only news he consumes.
855-752-4842. Some of the texters we got going on here. Allie from Madison says, still singing and protesting at the Capitol. Ah, Allie, love you for that. Always, always exercise your constitutional rights if you feel the need to do so. Don't let anybody get you down. Drew from Lake Mills, first time I've ever heard the Misfits on the radio. Rock on, Dom. Yeah, just rock on. Got the Misfits shirt on today. My daughter bought it for me. I don't know if she even knew who the band was, but she's like, that's a skull. Dad would like that. Yeah, Misfits, says Jake. Misfits going over well today.
All right, all right.
What else here? Lisa from Madison, she chimes in. Hi, I'm kind of disturbed that John from Milwaukee seems rather giddy about the upcoming fascist takeover of our country. Wonder if he doesn't believe John Kelly, the former chief of staff. Yeah, if you don't believe the people around Trump who, you know, gave you the warning, you know, maybe you got a better idea on how Trump's going to be. How's that going to work out?
That's distressing to me, too. John, are you giddy about this?
Okay, so here's what John, he did clarify.
He did clarify.
Yes, he had texted in earlier saying that we're playing chess and we're playing checkers, Trump's playing chess, and, you know, Gates was just okie dokie, and now Bondi's the real. Okay, well, we can address that. Let's talk about Pam Bondi
Bondi.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. PBS.org. 6 things to know about Pam Bondi.
Okay.
Trump's new pick for attorney general. A couple was going to breeze through here. She's long been a fixture in Trump's world. Yes, we know that. She was Florida's first female attorney general. I mean, she's actually been an attorney general for the third largest state in the country for years.
I mean, I suppose that's worth something.
That's worth more than Gates came with, man. Gates is like snorting ED pills and pounding the energy drinks, man. He's going to work all night. This guy looks like Popeye. Yes, Bondi, she also worked as a lobbyist for both U.S. and foreign clients. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. Her clients included General Motors, the commissioner of the Major League Baseball, and Christian anti-human trafficking advocacy groups. She lobbied for a Kuwaiti firm. We talked about Qatar yesterday and some others. She also defended Trump during his first impeachment trial. Well, if you have every memory of that, yep, she was there. Mm-hmm. There's been so many impeachment trials.
So many. How are we supposed to keep him straight?
As you would expect, she has been critical of the criminal cases against Donald Trump also. And she's had a few of her own political issues.
Such as?
Well, I there's a line here. I know we got to go to break. What are we doing on time?
We got 2 minutes.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Let me just say this. She's an election denier.
Yeah, big time.
Election denier.
She went on the stump for him.
Yeah. And I heard some of the video or audio played in some of the news programs this afternoon about what she said. Oh, fake ballots. And then the Fox News like, wait, what? Fake ballots? And then she kind of backtracked a little bit. Well, you know, we don't know if they're fake. You know, just that kind, same kind of like innuendo, but out there more than Hovde, man. I mean, really out there, part of the problem. And I don't know how we can have an attorney general that's an election denier. I mean, straight up. How does that work?
Shouldn't.
I don't think it should. So I think that is disqualifying, at least in my world.
Right.
Maybe the
but
Senate
will
have
it be in the Senate?
I don't know.
Are there enough people in the Senate who believe and hold that the 2020 election was free and fair who will stand up and say, no, not here, not now?
I'd love to see the confirmation process with Pam Bondi. I'd love to hear her talk about this and this be addressed publicly. Because this is, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
This is important.
You are one of the problems out there. You had no proof. Like all these other cases and all these other toadies and all these other lawsuits that, you know, you got a right to file a lawsuit, but when you lose, you don't have the right to go out and lie about it. You don't have the right to go out and harass election officials. You don't have the right to go out and misrepresent how the process works. I mean, we talk about Michael Gableman, former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, hired by Voss after Voss took the plane ride with Trump to investigate Wisconsin's elections at a cost of like $2.3 million. The guy made $117,000 himself. First few months of cashing those checks at like 10 G's a month, the dude was going to the library because he specifically didn't know how elections worked. 855-752-4842. We got a little more on Pam Bondi, plus your calls.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. We're going through the six things we need to know about Pam Bondi, according to the PBS.org. We talked about a few of them briefly. Long been a fixture in Trump's world. First, female attorney general in the state of Florida, worked as a lobbyist for both U.S. and foreign clients. Defended Trump during his first impeachment trial. You know, she ingratiated herself then. She's been critical of the criminal cases against Trump. She only got a few of her own issues. So let me just bullet point.
All right, let's go.
A few of these, if I may. Bondi issued a public apology in 2013 while serving as attorney general after she sought to delay the execution of a convicted killer. Because it conflicted with a fundraiser for her reelection campaign.
Oh, man, I thought that was going in a really different direction.
Right. See, it's all about the delivery,
Jess.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, we can't do the state murder because I gotta raise some money.
Can we push that back?
Yeah, just 20 minutes, maybe an hour or two. Give him a little more of the first shot and, you know, keep him sleepy for a while. Wait for me to get there. Come on.
Oh, that's messed up.
Uh-huh. That's a little strange. As Attorney General representing the state in death row appeals, typically remains available on the date of execution cases in cases of any last-minute legal issues.
Right.
Bondi later said she was wrong and sorry for requesting then-Governor Rick Scott to push back the execution of Marshall Lee Gore by 3 weeks. Oh, three weeks.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Not even like an hour, man. Bondi personally. Oh, here's another one. This kind of maybe the seeds of the relationship with her and Trump. Bondi personally solicited a 2013 political contribution from Trump as her office was weighing whether to join New York in suing over fraud allegations
involving Trump University.
Well, that sounds above board.
So let's see. She's a DA in Florida. She's pondering whether or not to go after Hey, how about you give me some money to my campaign and we'll see what happens. Maybe the file just gets lost. It just goes away. Trump cut a $25,000 check to a political action committee supporting Bondi from his family's charitable foundation in violation of legal prohibitions against charities supporting partisan political activities.
Oh, but surely he's been punished in some way. He's faced some form of retribution.
After the check came in, Bondi's often nixed suing Trump's company for fraud, citing insufficient grounds to proceed. Both Bondi and Trump denied wrongdoing.
Shocking.
Now, 2 days before being sworn in as president in January of 2017, Trump paid $25 million to settle 3 lawsuits alleging Trump University defrauded its students. So the state of Florida could have been in on that, getting paid, getting helping those people, victims of Trump's fraud.
Yeah.
Get them paid back, you know, like working for the citizens like you're supposed to do instead of soliciting the crimer for money. So he settled that. So you lost out, Florida. Well done. And Trump also paid a $2,500 fine to the IRS over the illegal political donation to support Bondi.
$2,500 for how much?
$25,000.
That's a
10% fine.
A 10% fine. That's it.
Put a $2,500 fine to the IRS over the illegal political donation to support Bondi from the Donald J. Trump Foundation, which he was forced to dissolve amid an investigation by the state of New York. A Florida prosecutor assigned by then-Governor Rick Scott later determined there was insufficient evidence to support bribery charges against Trump and Bondi over the $25,000 donation. Okay. So when you get away with it, I mean, he's been getting away with
it.
And if you got to pay a premium, 10%.
What's 10%?
Come on. I mean, that's a finder's fee. That's easy.
That's pocket change.
When Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson pushed through the tax reform that changed the laws for like LLCs and S-Corps and the path through taxation, he saved, you know, some of the folks here in Wisconsin, like, hundreds of millions of dollars, $200-300 million in the first year, the first cycle, and then some after that, to my understanding. They turn around and in his election run against Mandela Barn when he was running for Wisconsin senator again, even though he said he wouldn't, they donated about $20 million to his various organizations, PACs or whatever, which ends up being around a 10%, you know, finder's fee. Yeah. So, you know, 10% seems to kind of be
the going rate.
The going rate, yeah. So there you go. Who was that? Our buddy John in Milwaukee.
It was John, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Though I don't agree with you, I do listen for the entertainment. If Bandy delaying the execution is very effed up, but you did make it funny. Well, thanks, John. You always have my point to kick around. You have a great show. Well, thank you, John. Right. I appreciate that. Thanks for teeing it up for me, man. But I do wonder, John, and for any of you folks out there who are supporting this candidate, is being an election denier as the as the top cop in the country problematic?
Yeah.
I mean, it is to me. And, you know, these things certainly are dirty looking, especially when Trump ended up settling and, you know, Florida didn't get a piece of that. But, you know, she got a piece.
She did.
She got her donation.
She got hers. So what does the rest matter?
Yeah, right. You know, those aren't folks that are working for the people. I guess that's what it comes down to. So if you want someone who's going to work for Trump and work to, you know, pad their pockets and blow stuff up. I mean, that's what we're getting. But I just am a little concerned about the unintended consequences, even for those who may have, I would say, wrongly voted for Trump. Come back with us next hour. State of Texas, they're going to do Bible studies in public schools? What is going on? 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Maggie Dawn.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I've got a special guest, Professor Bill Whitford, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin, joins us. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.